I don't suppose like poppin' bees.
What's poppin' bees?
What's poppin' bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce.
We have a...
What was that?
Because you know what I like doing?
What?
When I see babies,
yeah,
I go like, like when I like, because babies look at me, bro.
No, but that is horrific.
Like a baby.
Why would you do that to a child, to a baby?
Because why are they looking at me, bro? Like just,
no, but because they're a baby.
Get your boy, dog.
No, but because they're a baby, they don't know. They don't know.
I don't. Yeah, but I know they don't know, which means they probably won't even remember if I go like.
You know, but what if the if I was a parent,
yeah.
So God help me, please never, God, please no, like I can't, please. But if
happy
I was a parent,
not a parent day, bro.
Happy not a parent day. Happy not a fucking parent day. But if I was a parent for some reason and you went to my child, like I'm low key gonna hit you, bro, like in the face.
Dude, didn't I do that to your manager?
Did you?
Well, I went like.
Oh my god! Oh my fucking god, dude! Derek, hey, Derek and Amy visited me at work, like yesterday or
for,
2 days ago. It's 2 days ago.
For happy hour.
For happy hour.
This happy hour.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah. That doesn't leak where I work.
Oh, no, I was gonna
every
be like,
place
wait, like what but, if they that limits it down?
So like. Keep in mind, this is my workplace. This is my place of work.
Yeah.
Right? This is, you know, I'm more serious. You saw me running around.
Dress shirt, dress shoes. Bro, you look like a put together young man.
I did. I really did. Compared mm-hmm. to compared to me right now, mm-hmm. right? I look like a put
if you
together young
see
man.
His fit,
check the for yourself work, story.
Check the Patreon.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta let me finish my story and then let's have that announcement. But this is my workplace where I'm usually more professional.
Yeah, you are.
Generally more professional. And Derek, she's my manager.
I didn't know who was your manager. This was your manager, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't know until afterwards.
How am I supposed to know?
But he looks at my manager and goes, and I'm like, oh my god.
I was trying to do it at you, but you were next to her. So I just like, because I was trying to make you laugh because you were talking to somebody. So I was just like,
no, but you were, that was really cute. Like, no, everyone at my work loves you. Like, you guys made such a good impression on everyone. You guys made such a good impression.
And I was. Just doing myself. I was doing my thing.
Exactly. But as Derek mentioned, huge announcement coming.
Guys. Well,
coming like now, like in 20
guys,
seconds.
Guys. Listen.
Listen, Al Gaib.
We don't want this man to keep working this job, guy.
Well.
What if they're listening? What if your manager's listening? Guys, he loves his job.
Guys, I love my job. It's just like low-key, like it's sometimes rough. Customers yell at me. And
but
it's
also
like, no,
being
fault.
On your feet a lot, it's not good for your back.
Dude, my heels. Completely calloused.
Dude, literally every time you like go to work, you lose like this, like a little bit of height because it fucking like wears your feet down.
No,
bro.
Like it really does. Like, and guys, I'm 5'6". I don't have any more height to lose. So please,
please, if you want extra content, listen, Patreon announcement. And first of all, well, what is Patreon?
Okay, well, first off, if you don't know what Patreon is.
Like OnlyFans, but.
Yeah, it's like OnlyFans, but we only show feet.
Socks on.
With socks on.
That one was for free,
but
though.
Patreon is basically, like, I feel like, if you don't know what Patreon is, like, what are you doing?
No, literally, like, dude, have you ever been on the internet? Like, I'm not even going to explain it, bro. Like,
yeah, I'm not I'm not explaining what Patreon is.
Go learn
is.
Some digital literacy.
Dude, I told my mom that we had a call with that guy for, like, Patreon, because...
My
like,
boy...
Somebody from Patreon like reached out to us, but my mom was like, "What is Patreon like?" And I was like, "I don't know. Like, it's like hard to explain. What
it's
Patreon
a subscription. It's hard to explain what Patreon is without sounding like you're selling your body."
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. But she was like, "Are you sure? Like, this sounds really scary, Nico." I was like, "Mom,
how is it?
Please chill, bro."
She doesn't. Yeah. Because I guess it's hard for her to understand because she literally has no.
My mom probably thinks I'm selling my body.
Yeah,
on the internet to like
she probably heard about OnlyFans on like the news and was like. My son is going to sell his penis, bro.
And guess what? If things ever get that down bad?
That's the thing. If things ever get that down bad, I already know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. What are you doing?
OnlyFans and then K-pop bar.
K-pop bar?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess you look.
Dude, I could pay all our friends' tuition with a K-pop bar, like job. For, like,
with the tips alone.
Dude, straight up, I could probably make six figures.
Could I ask you
off
something,
like
though?
Four nights.
Could I ask you something really important? Are you going to be that fucking asshole that when you're at the club, they auto tip 25% on like one drink and then my one drink is $30?
This is my auto tip. That's my auto tip, bro.
Okay, is that your...
What are you talking about?
Dude, they're dropping a 150% tip.
Anyways. We are going to do bonus content. Bonus. So you won't miss anything of the podcast. But we will film... longer length podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, cut it off at how normally we'd cut it off. And if you want extra, and it'll be fun, it'll be mini games. Mm-hmm. You guys will know what we're
Let's kind of explain quickly, just quickly explain the kind of content that's going to go down on there. So each week, obviously, we release one normal podcast, but we're going to have a little bit of a 20-minute segment afterwards, whether that's advice, whether that's Q&A, or whether that's whatever
story time, whether that's I nutmax today. Y'all want to hear about my nutmaxing?
Dude, I want to hear about this guy's nutmaxing.
For $5, you can hear about my nutmax, bro.
We should be salesmen. We should be like... Oh, hello? Hi.
$5 nutmax story Patreon.
Okay. I like it a lot.
Can I have 5 minutes of your time, sir?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I like it a lot. But also, on top of that, what else are we doing besides the four? I feel like we're doing a bad job of explaining this.
For example, next episode with Amy, it's going to be it's going to be tarot card reading.
Oh, yeah, Amy's coming back on the show.
But. Listen, IRL content, cooking. I know cooking's a thing that people want us to do. We will be releasing an avocado toast tutorial, but like I know it sounds easy, but guys, we have our own spin. Okay?
Yeah, we put our own spin. We put the beer sauce spin on it.
Avocado toast nut max tutorial. Okay, and that will release at the same time as this episode and the extra content.
And guess what? It's for free.
The avocado toast video is for free. It's a little edge max. Okay,
because we're edging you.
Maybe
guys.
Next week we'll do spaghetti nut max tutorial. But to know the spaghetti tutorial, you're gonna have to pay $5.
And now I'm just gonna cut that out. Me and Derek, we're talking about the Patreon, and
look,
things got a bit off track.
Things are a little bit horny.
We're coming at this with a lot of energy today.
Anyways, we're excited. You should be excited. And we will do day in the lives. We were gonna do a monthly vlog, but that would be like 9 years of content.
We're doing bi-weekly like BTS and day in the life vlog. So expect one of those every 2 weeks. First one's gonna be free.
Of course. And then, you know, we'll drop free ones as well throughout the time because there will be a free tier.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the avocado video, just make a free account. If you want more behind the scenes shit, because not all of it's going to be free. Guys, we got mango food to buy. We got Nico food to buy. Okay.
Guys, yeah.
Nico nutrients, mango
guys,
nutrients.
I look at my tight muscular body. It needs protein.
Can we be honest?
Yeah, what's up?
Like, I kind of have, like, a little bit of muscle, like, a little bit.
I mean, it's there.
Thank you.
It's definitely there. It's, like, it's not hella prominent, but it's definitely there. You know what I mean?
Well, it's more than I've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, you're hitting the milk jugs as of recent, right? So, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. But, anyways, that was the Patreon announcement.
Yes. $5.
Is there anything more we want to add? I feel like I said my piece on this. It's really exciting. It's exciting stuff.
It's exciting.
But I just want to clarify again, we're not taking away any of the usual content. Like, we're still gonna produce fucking weekly bangers.
The day in
the
lives, guys. Here's the thing though. We are sort of similar in real life, guys. like we're gonna
obviously
gonna be trolling content, bro. We do weird shit in public. Like, the thing is, we're gonna do monthly vlogs, but you know that'd be a Christopher Nolan movie by the amount of stupid shit we do.
Like 3 hours.
Like, we'll literally be 3 hours. Like, we hang out for an hour and there'll be funny ass clips. Like, we will do anything, bro.
Yeah,
so we do weird shit
and it's gonna be on camera and it's gonna be uploaded.
If you guys
want to
see me go
vlog
to a baby as well,
yeah, that's true. If you guys actually want to see that, oh shit, dude, I'm not recording.
Really?
April Fool's pussy. Happy April Fool's. It's April 1st, dude, y'all. Dude. Yeah.
Dude, sorry. If you go on porn, have you been on Pornhub today?
No.
It's probably Cornhub. Like, straight up.
Do you think it's Cornhub?
That's what they do every time.
Oh, it's only corn?
Yeah.
Like, is there really, like, a corn backshot it on a corn?
That's what they do every time. No, it's just, like, the process of making corn. Go on it right now, I promise you. That's what they do every year. Like... Because I remember I wanted to beat my shit on, like, April 1st, like, in high school. And I was like, where's the porn, bruh? It was just corn.
I'm typing in porn.
Huh? I'm not even trolling. Like, this has happened to me before.
All right, well, you're wrong, dude.
What? Where's the Pornhub April Fool's prank?
Maybe they forgot. Oh,
they literally made...
Sweetie Fox, Diana Ryder,
Anna Stangel, Lolly, Lip Seduce, The Villa Staff V1. 12.4 million views. Impressive stuff. Save it to my watch later.
Dude.
Sorry about that.
I don't like the 4K shit. Why am I seeing it better than like with my eyes?
you put me on. You put me on the POV stuff.
Well,
you talked.
Listen,
you talked about it years ago. Years ago, you talked about the POV stuff.
Yeah. I didn't put and you on now.
Not now.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time since. But
it just feels more real. But play with caution.
Why is that?
I mean, porn addiction is just bad.
Oh yeah,
in POV general. Porn addiction is worse.
Did you have a POV porn addiction?
I wasn't addicted, but it affects like your ability to perform.
Oh god!
In the real world,
it's a steep slope that I'm headed down right now. I'm headed into oblivion.
It doesn't have to be.
No, I'm
you know anybody with an actual addiction?
I remember one of our friends did admit to having an addiction.
Who?
Gabagoo.
Oh shit!
He did admit to having an addiction, but he's over it now.
Yeah.
So let's fucking go. Also, Bobby Lee had one as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can tell.
Let's go. Are you excited for Wednesday though,
guys? Remember that one time you were like, you can party? I feel like I can party.
You're a big partier. Derek is a fucking... Derek can fucking party,
but
dude.
Let's not make it seem like I'm like every weekend. I'm going like, beer down, shotgun.
No, but like when you're in the zone, like I'm talking about like this is like a twice a year event.
I can party.
You can fucking... You're the life of the party. I want to say that. Two times out of the year, you are the life of the party. Because this Wednesday, what's going down?
Guys, I can play my Pong, guys. I'm a good Pong player. Mm-hmm. This Wednesday, first of all, happy birthday,
happy
library
birthday,
show.
Derek.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you like my gift.
Hopefully you like our gifts. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say
my
what
fucking
it is.
Vibrating cock ring.
Yeah, you got him a vibrating cock ring, and then I got him one of those remote-controlled asshole.
Yeah,
things,
and then new jeans body pillows,
and
bro.
New jeans body pillows. So
with ASMR affirmation, bro,
you're gonna have a heyday in your bed.
But a couple months ago, Derek and Derek Paul. So me,
Derek Gerard.
I'm Derek, but then also Derek Gerard, and then his best friend Jasper. We went. Am I really bright right now?
Is it? This always happens with the cameras,
guys.
Bro.
I think I've just been putting so much glowy skincare on myself.
Because the thing is I'm caramel. I soak in the lighting.
Yeah.
For you, it just reflects off.
We played this Pong tournament at this bar in Vancouver.
The Camby.
Well.
We can say it.
Oh, I guess people won't pull up.
By the time this is out, also, everyone who listens lives
but
in America.
Dude,
they're
it'd
not
be
gonna
fucking
pull up.
Weird if somebody pulled up. Like, it'll release after, but genuinely, if the event was after this release, I'd be like, yo, cut that shit.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't want to pull up and, like, what if I get killed?
Honestly, fire
what if I get
content.
JFK'd? What if I get XXXTentacion, bro?
Dude. Okay, but here's the thing on. I'll just make a body pillow of you. I'll just talk to you once a week. I'll just talk at the body pillow, upload it.
Dude, honestly, if I die, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, like...
No, like, eat
no, like, on, no, like, I'm serious, bro.
Okay, I'll do it.
Like,
I'll
fucking serious.
I'll fucking do
you
it,
guys gotta hold them to
okay,
this
I'll
shit.
Do it. I will do it.
So we played Pong tournament, and, like, if you know this bar, it's sort of a white-dominated Chad shit, especially a beer pong. Are
beer
there
pong
any
is
people
a...
of color that play beer pong? Nah,
yes,
bro.
You're, you
three.
And,
yeah, there's three.
There's three fucking guys. I mean, like, so basically, at the Canby, the bar in downtown... they had like a beer pong tournament going on, right? Did you know about this tournament when you first went in, or did you just like...
No. So Derek wanted to win.
Yeah.
And one time, I don't know what... Actually, this is pretty cool. Well, it's mysterious.
It's mysterious.
He wanted to play and nobody could play. So he went alone and he found a partner and they got wiped in the first round.
Yeah.
But then he was like, guys, like, I want to win. So then us three go.
Mm-hmm. You, Derek Gerard, and Jasper.
And Jasper. Derek Paul.
Derek Paul.
We go and we just win. And it's like, those are like chats. Like, those are the dudes. Like, we probably got called gay chink Indian slur.
You can't say. No, but like, I think that's fucking incredible. That's like literally a movie. Three, you know, more alternative
two
looking.
Brown
especially
boys
you.
And a Chinese
especially
boy.
You.
A Chinese boy that looks like he gets railed by the two Indian guys.
Yeah, you guys go in. There's hella chads, and they go like this. They talk. They're like the bad guys in Grown
like
Ups too.
Kappa Gemini, Kappa
Atlas, or whatever.
Kappa.
The fuck.
Did I say Kappa?
Just Kappa. And then you just fucking, what happens? You dominate them.
Well, the last game, we were like eight cups. I don't know how many cups there are, but we were like seven cups, like two. Like, we were losing.
Oh, like, and you, they, okay.
We, like, they had to like make like two cups.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden we just locked in and we actually came back and it was the most hype thing ever. And the thing is, it's really fun. I honestly, Pong is just fun. I like playing beer pong.
Yeah, beer pong is so fun.
I'm like a pretty competitive person too. I like winning. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that like the people there are like partiers, that like university student partiers that like, yeah, try really hard. These are like the classic beer pong players, mm-hmm, at the party.
Yeah.
Like, the, you know. And it's just really funny that we beat them. And on Wednesday, there's the turn, like the winners tournament.
Yeah, it, this is like the finale. This is the season finale. Yeah, this is
the season finale of fucking like the 100 or whatever.
Yeah,
or what 100. Is that fucking show?
Yeah, the one, I guess.
Yeah, the 100.
Yeah, well, that's a like, weirdly specific show you name, but yeah.
No. There's like this 100 show where they get 100 Koreans.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 100, like the CW show.
I don't even know.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, anyways. So that's happening, and it's his birthday. And the thing is, best no, I'm not drinking.
No, because that, did you drink the first time or no?
I did.
And you still won.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to drink because when I'm sober, I think the perfect drinking amount for Pong for me is like 2-3 shots. Because I'm not drunk, but I'm also like, I'm amped.
You're like, sometimes... To lock in, you need a couple drinks to forget about your surroundings. Mm. And to lock in, and then it, yeah, shines a spotlight.
And no shame.
You want cheers, by the way? Cheers, coffee? No, because you're really good at beer pong. You're really fucking good at beer pong. I just want to say that.
Okay, but again.
Again.
I didn't get good by playing. I'm just good.
But so are you going to practice before Wednesday's tournament? Because Wednesday's the finale. What'd you guys win, by the way, on Wednesday? Do you guys win if you win anything?
$50 free drinks. Oh, hey, we have that. $50 worth of free drinks.
That's cool.
We didn't redeem it yet.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, you should use
12 beers.
12 beers?
Like, as well as the free drinks and then shirts.
Holy
shit.
That
was the shirt I was wearing the other day.
Could I have that old shirt if you win the new shirt or no?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
I don't know what we win this time. I'm not good at Pong, though, because I play.
So you're not going to practice prior to Wednesday's event?
I didn't practice before. Mm-hmm. Also, like,
did you just play it on a whim last time?
How much can you practice? Like, you can practice, but it's not that, like, one of those things where you can just slowly, exponentially see your growth, I feel like.
Well, I mean, like, it takes, like, it was just for a week straight. For a week straight, if you just played beer pong, like, by yourself, you would become pretty good at it. And, like, learning the anatomy of,
I'm not
of the ball.
That, bro.
Like, no, just learn the anatomy
I'm
of the ball.
I'm not doing that.
Because you do this thing when Derek plays beer pong is he dips his
and
ball
you know
in water.
And where I got that?
Where?
The Chads, bro.
The Chads do
I
that?
I stole that from the Chads.
Oh, do you feel like the Chads were judging you when you guys were playing or no?
Honestly, no.
No?
No, probably not. Like, the thing is, it's like funny to cook the Chads and I'm judging them.
Yeah.
But like...
I mean, they could have been secretly judging... you a little bit.
Well, maybe. I think every time I see somebody ooh, is this a hot...
Give it to me.
I think every time I see somebody live a lifestyle that I don't agree with, I judge a little bit.
I think everyone... If someone, like, open carries, I kind of judge them a little bit.
Okay, and
like,
well, that's so different.
Yeah, but it's, like, a different lifestyle. And I judge
them
a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, even, like, a Chad. We judge the Chads. They didn't actually do anything.
Yeah, but the Chads also... I don't want to say the Chads are judging you, but...
Probably they were judging me based on just different lifestyles. I'll judge like a fucking Lululemon wearer. And then you didn't do anything and you're probably the nicest person ever, but
yeah.
I will be like, really, bruh? I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like you're not a very traditional looking male.
Yeah, and in the Canby, I'm a pretty
in the Canby, you're considered indie, bro.
Yeah, so based on the fact that I judge them, they probably judge me, but then no disrespect. Like, I would, you know, I hit the good game. Good game.
Did you hit the good game?
You have to hit the good game because it was a good
how
game.
Tall were they? How tall were they? Because I'm going to be with you guys on Wednesday. I'm not going to be playing, but like, how tall were they? Do I need to like look out?
Yeah. Dicking height, bro.
Like, perfect throat
for
fucking
a 5'6" man of dick.
Perfect throat fucking height.
I mean, it's just like their normal height. I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
But we'll be drinking a little bit because I actually like really want to win this because I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not good at Pong because, dude, the thing is, dude, I feel like some people are just trash at things.
Like
like
how you're trash at remembering. where your phone is.
Physical things. Yeah. Like, if let's say, think of Juno.
Juno Park.
Just our Korean friend. Name a sport he could just pick up in, like, 5 minutes. Okay. Now, name one we could pick up in 5 minutes. Why do we have more? Why is he... Is it genetics?
A lot of it is genetics, I think. Well, also, but, like, Juno, hella talented guy, could never make what he does when it comes to, like, filmmaking, when it comes to a camera. Could never do what he does, genuinely.
Yeah.
Very talented young man. Love the guy very much.
But
he's dog shit at sports.
But we both never played basketball.
I'm not that good, actually.
But why are you better than him? What is that?
It's something genetically inherent that, like, makes you better at sports.
You think so?
I mean, dude.
Like, not even, like, because you can be genetically faster and stronger, but, like, you will dribble better than him. Like, if you guys
It's about hand-eye coordination. It's a lot of things.
Give me a sec. I have to turn the lighting off.
Is it? Oh, my God. Did it get that bright?
It's, like, bright outside.
Oh, my God.
I'm just not going to put it on me. But, what were we talking about?
How people are just inherently bad at some things.
I literally never played beer pong. And, like, I never do. But why am I better than you?
Well, because I'm absurdly shit at beer pong.
But what makes you shit?
Something with my coordination distance-wise. Like, hand-eye coordination, I'm really good. But when it comes to throwing something, I can dribble a basketball, but I can't shoot it into the fucking net no matter how hard I try. Like, you're good at basketball. Can we talk about that? You're good at basketball.
Guys, really why am I basketball? Why am I low-key not bad at basketball? Like, I couldn't just go to, like, a YMCA and play.
No, but you were sinking, like, what do you call the, on a court? But no, but, like, at the very end of the very, like, corner.
The corner shot.
The corner shot, you were just banging those.
I was good at shooting, and I didn't play that much in high school. Like, this is purely, like, luck.
But see, that's why you're good at beer pong, is because when it comes to distance measuring, you're really good.
Okay, maybe that's it. Okay, we're debunking this.
But I'm really... Okay, I was really bad at beer pong.
You were.
Can we talk about how bad I was?
Dude, I went to the lock-in store.
Yeah?
They knew you there, bro. I asked for you and they knew you, bro. You're horrible. But sometimes, when time comes, the lock-in store... They knew you, bro.
Dude, I walked into the lock-in store. They're open from 9 to 5, so of course I took a stroll in there. One of the employees helped me. I signed up with a membership rewards point at the lock-in store. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm usually the worst beer pong player.
And I've seen you, and you like, I'm not going to exaggerate for the story. I'm going to say the truth. Mm-hmm. I've seen you go like 0 for 30.
Yeah.
30.
On beer pong shots.
Like, yeah. Like, that's not an exaggeration. I've seen you miss 30 times. Like, literally, at the start, when there's that many cups, I swear to God, it's a 50-50, bro, if you make it. I would see you go over 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, because I remember the last time we properly played beer pong was at Alex's party, right? And we were playing, this was like maybe like, he's had another party since, but the last time we properly played was like, how many months? Like a month and a half ago? Yeah, that was a month and a half ago.
A month to 2 months.
Around there. My time, it's always tricky.
Yeah.
Time, right? But me and Derek were playing beer pong. We were on the same team, and this guy hates being on my team because I'm usually the worst.
Dude.
Which is valid.
95% of the time, you just hold me down. You stop my potential, bruh.
I'm sorry. But
where's my LeBron and my Kyrie Irving guys?
Guys, I'm sorry. Guys. I couldn't be his LeBron.
Be my LeBron.
I couldn't be his LeBron. But I was doing dog shit this night, right? Like, this was the last one of our friend Alex's party. He's come on the podcast, by the way. Check him out. I was just doing dog shit. I don't know what was going on. I literally went 0 for 30, right?
Yeah, but I expect that.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, this is just life.
I gotta tell y'all a story. A girl I have a crush on comes to Alex's party. Like, she's there. For the sake of the story, I'm gonna call her...
Her name is?
Walter.
Walter.
I'm gonna call her Walter for the sake of the story.
It's gross.
What do you mean it's gross?
Do Skylar, bro. Okay, Walter.
Walter.
Walter's there.
Walter is there.
She's watching.
And she's watching.
But the thing is, when she was watching...
I was dog shit.
You were dog.
And is it attractive to be good at beer pong? Like,
it's
was
attractive to be good at things.
Yeah, but I was really bad.
What's something that's unattractive?
League.
Yeah. I literally.
Yeah. League of Legends. Team fight tactics.
Yeah. Valorant.
Yeah. And I was doing awful. And then me and you, we took a break. Like, we lost. I threw our game. We took a break. We were playing against some other of our acquaintances that we know of. And we took a break. But then Walter is just chilling around, talking to her friends.
And the thing is...
What's the thing?
I was trying to get you to talk to her.
Yeah, but like, I was nervous.
Which is fair.
Yeah. Well, because I just want to add this. I haven't had a crush on somebody in a year. This was the first girl I had a crush on in like a year's time. It's been a year since I've had a crush on a girl.
And that shit was fire, right? Dude, having a crush is fire.
Dude, that whole night, I probably had a total of 14 heart palpitations. I was so nervous.
Which feels great.
Yeah, which feels
like
great.
It's like that type of like uneasiness, the adrenaline, the... Ooh, the butterflies.
Yeah, like the I'm about to throw
like,
up.
Boing, 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 your fucking like penis starts feeling something too.
No, dude, I'm Demi, bro.
Ah.
You're Demi as well. Your penis probably wasn't feeling.
No. Not even a tingle. Okay, what if.
What?
What if like you sink a shot and then she's like, ah, you tingle, bro.
Oh, I tingled. But so Derek, ultimate wingman, by the way. Ultimate wingman.
Yeah, they're near the table, and I'm like, let's play again. Well,
Walter is with her friend Skylar.
Yeah. Ooh. So I'm trying to get Walter and Skylar to play Pong with us. I'm like, dude, we should play a game with them.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, dude, it'd be fire if we weren't on the same team.
Yeah.
So the perfect excuse to switch teams so Walter could be on your team was, okay, I'm going to literally say it how I said it. Like, guys, apparently this was like very obvious. But I'm going to say it. So like, I'm like, okay, like let's play with them. Just follow me.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys want to play Pong?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's play.
Okay. Do you guys want to switch teams? Because I cannot be on this kid's team. He's like, you guys fucking saw it. I've never seen a kid go 0 for 30. Like, he's trash. Like, I can't anymore. I can't. I'm breaking up with you.
And then shout out to Walter's friend, Skylar. Skylar is like, okay, how about Derek, let's be teams. And then Walter and Nico can be teams.
But also,
That was convincing but obvious. Convincing but obvious.
Okay. Well, no, I in my head it wasn't obvious because I didn't say whose team would be on who. I just said switch teams.
That's true. No lie. But if you were on the same team as Walter, dude, I would have been mad.
And that was funny.
I would have and you making her laugh and shit.
And I made a bunch of the shots and I was being funny.
Bro. Dude, I would have been actually mad.
And it's just like this.
I would have.
So funny.
No, like I would have like been like Derek. We need to go to the bathroom. I would have hated.
But what if I wasn't even like being funny?
Then she just has a crush on you, and I had to just deal with it.
That's not even my fault.
I would just have to deal with
it. But I wouldn't even be on. Well, there is a scenario where we just ended up on the wrong team.
Yeah, that's a timeline. That's a timeline I don't even want to think about.
Skylar knew what was up. Mm-hmm. We played, and I lost.
But why did he lose the game? Why did Derek and Skylar lose?
Because you went to the lock-in store before.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm usually the worst Pong player of all time. I don't know what happened, but I just became a demon.
This fucking kid. You went like, I want to say 25% to like 40% shooting. Like 30% shooting.
Like
accuracy.
Yeah. Which is like higher than my usual 0%. Well,
that's like Steph Curry has like a 35% average 3-pointer.
Yeah.
Like you were Steph Curry.
I became Stephen. I became Stephen Curry.
Like that was unreal lock in shit.
Yeah. I don't know what came over me. I remember.
Dude, you know what came over you, bro.
Well, because, dude, this cutie was right beside me. And like, I just. Just a different, like, Poseidon took over me.
You have that plus 10 skill buff. Because when you have a crush, you just get better at everything. You feel better.
Yeah.
It's great.
But, so it was fun. I beat you guys. Me and Walter, we won. We didn't give each other a hug. We gave each other a high five.
Oh.
I feel like it was appropriate.
Tingle or nah? Probably don't even remember.
I don't even... So it was like a month and a half
ago.
Bro,
but it felt good, right?
Oh, it felt fantastic. I spent the rest of the night...
You haven't washed your hands yet.
No, I didn't wash my hands. I spent the rest of the night, to this day. I haven't spent, me and her spent the rest of the night talking with, like, Skylar, which is really nice. Derek just hovered around. Thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Because what if I out-funnied you, bro?
Because it's a very possible thing for that to happen, and I can't allow it. I cannot allow it. So, I don't know what you were doing.
Dude, I literally just did I went to the washroom and went on TikTok for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I owe you one. Thank you. Derek is the goat wingman. Me and her actually ended up going on a date. Didn't go well, but it's
okay. And you know what? And you know why? It's because you stopped playing Pong. Like, maybe she was attracted to your Pong skills, bro.
Yeah, and that was the only thing. She was only attracted to me going like this.
Ooh.
And then that was it. Because that's, dude.
Did you that is really weird, though.
What do you mean by that?
You throw weird.
Yeah.
Like, you have an unattractive throw.
Yeah, but who beat you? Who beat you at Pong?
Yeah, I know, but...
Who beat you?
I looked more aesthetic.
Yeah, but who beat you, bro?
Yeah, but I looked more aesthetic.
Yeah, but who beat you? So then, but since then, I've still been good at Pong. I've still been good.
I know you have.
Because we went to one of Alex's more recent parties.
And you were kind of better than me.
Like,
but we were Olay drunk a little bit.
Shout out, by the way. Dude, we our last episode when we like promoted Olay, crazy most inappropriate episode ever.
But that's our thing.
They still fuck with us.
And you know what? I would buy it.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw an ad like that, I would buy it.
Yeah.
But I prefer when I'm drinking to just either be at a bar with my friends. Because I don't really, really like talking to new people.
Yeah.
I just don't. One, it's, I don't really have the time to have more friends. I know that's so, like, that sounds pretentious, but I would
well, I think,
not.
Well, I think what you mean is, like, your time is allocated perfectly already.
Yeah.
You don't have another slot to give.
No, 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 exactly. So, I don't like meeting new people because it's a waste of time for me. It's a waste of energy whereas I could just strengthen current relationships, which mm-hmm. feels better. It's more fulfilling.
Exactly.
Compared to meeting someone new and then not even having the time to ever like talk to them.
Like at the end of the day, like the last thing I want to do is like allocate another slot of my already overflown time.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's the thing about clubs and parties and just going out in general.
Yeah.
When we go out, I prefer a bar where we sit down. I don't like open concept because I don't want to talk to people. Plus, like, I'm not trying to pick up girls. Like, I feel like that's a big reason for... I'm going on a rant, but
yeah.
That's a big reason...
Rant me.
It's a big reason why people like open concept bars and, like, you know, like Greta, for example. If you're in Vancouver, it's just like... people like that.
Yeah.
Because there's like... you can walk around and you can mingle. What do I need to mingle for?
I mean, I also don't want to... Mingling's also a scary experience. You know what I mean? Well, mingling...
I like trolling.
Oh, trolling is
different.
Trolling is a different story. Yeah. Like light trolling is a different story. I remember at one of the last parties we went to, there was only like 15 other people there.
Atmosphere is important.
And the atmosphere was everyone that was there. Like it was just a lot of weird history. Like someone was at a party that we went to, like one of the last parties we went to, and this person hates me and Derek. And I'm using hate, like, pretty accurately here. Like, he hates us.
You know, like, this is not an exaggeration.
No, like, he has...
Hatred.
He has...
Like, yeah. This is, like, No, this is real. Like, actual violent hatred. Like, I'm sure... Imagine this.
Yeah. I'm imagining.
Ooh. Okay, I'm him.
Okay.
Oh, like, I've had a good day. You know, I just watched my favorite movie. I just brushed my teeth. I'm going to get into bed now. Okay? Like, oh, I feel so comfy. Now, oh, I just thought of Nico and Derek. Oh, I'm going to stay up all night now. I can't fucking sleep. Like, actually infuriated when thinking of us. Like,
yeah.
Was destined to have the perfect night's sleep and now is going to stay up all night because of just one thought of us.
And he's going to try to, he's going to make, voodoo dolls and try to like poke our penises out
and like hump that shit
and hump it. Who knows? I don't know what's going on, but like I know this person at the last party went to has probably talked shit about us to everyone that was there, and it was really for me. I felt like it was not surreal, but it was very jarring to walk into this environment. Like I wasn't expecting the party to be so intimate. It was very, very intimate.
That's true.
It was very intimate.
I don't like that.
And and it was intimate with people that I don't know. I like intimacy with people I know.
Like, if we had a hot pot night with, like, 8 of our friends.
Yeah.
It's intimate, but it's our friends, right? But this is a 15-person party where we don't know anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, no lie, I don't like that. Plus, I have a girlfriend who I love very much, but I can understand the fact that you need a ratio of gender at a party.
And those are just guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not... bad if it's just our friends, mm-hmm. but it's guys that I don't know. And I literally don't actually even want to talk to the girls, but it makes the ratio weird. Am I wrong for that?
I don't think so. No, I feel like it's like, you can't, well, it's like butter chicken. You can't just have butter chicken. You can't just have rice. You need
gotta
a mix
have
both.
The butter chicken and the rice and the naan, bro.
Yeah, and, dude, don't forget about the
and
naan.
And the gulab jamun.
Don't forget about the gulab jamun, please. Please, guys. But it was really interesting for us to walk into this environment. And I know, like, I just said, hi, hey, how are you doing to some random person that I don't know? But I already know.
You did.
Yeah, I did. But I already know that in their head, they have a lot of predetermined notions or predetermined thoughts about us just based off one guy that was heavily hating on us. And like, I remember we ended up leaving early, and like, it was just, and a part of that was because for me, I just felt like there were so many daggers pointed my way.
Let's say you're walking down the street, mm-hmm. and these people are looking at you, random people. Yeah. What do you think?
Nothing. Like, they're looking at me?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Me.
He's judging me.
Okay, but why would you think that of me?
Because you're good looking.
That's so rude of you.
Yeah.
That is unbelievably rude of you to think that of me.
No, but at the same time, the people that I'm talking to are really good friends with the guy that hates us. I think it's also fair of me to assume that I've come up in conversation, because I know I have. That a lot of people that went did not like us because of this one guy, or didn't, not that they didn't like us, but that they heard about us through
everybody's
this
heard about
specific...
us. But did you sense that dislike?
I could. Well, it's also just part of my anxiety. Like, I
think
it.
I want to say the majority of it is your anxiety, because I didn't feel that.
But it's also like we're on opposite spectrums.
Yeah, one, I get off on the fact that people that don't like me. Somewhat. So, like, no lie.
You were loving that
side
shit.
Of the spectrum. Let's be real. Okay, yeah. You know what? We do have to acknowledge that, because no lie, my penis tingled when I heard that some people
and my
like
penis
me.
Shrinks up when I hear that that some guy was
you
talking
go inverted
that
and I tingle.
Yeah,
bit.
I went inverted when I heard that this guy was spreading a lot of shit about us.
Yeah.
And then to walk into this party and talk to the people that heard about all this shit spread.
Yeah.
Didn't make me feel good. And I felt like me and you pretty much just hung out. Me and you were literally planning the Patreon at that party. Like, just me and you were sitting on the couch with our Olay's shout out, and we're just planning our Patreon.
I think it's irrational to assume that all 13 people there had heard the same things and lacked the IQ to create their own judgment, so they automatically disliked us.
Yeah, true.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're on different, we're literally on equal ends of the spectrum. Like, it's somewhere in the middle. Because, dude,
you know what? That's how you find the right answer.
Because
you take the middle.
I do
of our
know
opinions.
There's people there that I've never met that don't like us.
So,
like, I know there's people there, okay, and it makes me feel self-conscious.
It makes you feel self-conscious.
Yeah. But because we're on such different ends of the spectrum.
Well,
of this.
Does it, be honest?
Yeah.
Does it matter how good looking they are? No, like, genuinely.
Yes, it does.
It does, right?
Yes, it does. It does. It does. It does, yeah.
It does. It's like...
It does.
What is it? What do you feel? What is that self-conscious? Like, let's say you walk in this room. Oh, they've probably heard bad things about... Because there is going to be predetermined conceptions, because we are also on the internet. I feel like people generally know us in our community and just in this city that people we hang with. We're the podcast guys. Like, we're the weird podcast kids, right? Which is funny.
Which
that
is funny.
That is us. But when they have, like, negative views, like, does that make you feel less, or what is that?
What it makes me feel like is I'm kind of analyzing the conversation in my head as we go into the conversation. So I'll meet some random guy named fucking
Floyd.
And Floyd does not like us because of other things he's heard from this one guy that despised us. At a certain time, right? And then in the back of my head, I'm going, holy shit, he doesn't like me. Holy shit, he doesn't like me. Holy shit, he doesn't like me. As we're talking. And then I feel like that kind of sets a domino effect into play, where there could be just one guy there that actually doesn't like us. But because of the way I look at life and my very skewed perception on things, I just start this snowball effect of, oh, all these people dislike us. All these people dislike us. Because I've heard a couple people there don't like us. Like, generally, like, I'm going to name drop and I'm going to bleep it out. Yeah.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. Like, and then that just really throws me off and it makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. Mm. So then me and Derek went outside and we split a cigarette and then we left.
The reason I wanted to leave is just wasn't fun.
You weren't having a good time.
Right? No, I don't really like those types of environments that much. Like, generally, I just stay away from that intimate type of style with people I don't know. Because I don't want to meet new people.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's interesting because, okay. Mm-hmm. Zooism advice time.
Zooism advice time, please. Master, guys, please grant me. Please grant me with your
Zooism
juice.
Shot. Okay. Always grain of salt. Always grain of salt.
Yeah.
This isn't healthy. Here's how I see it.
Here's how he sees it.
I personally, when I hear shit or some dirt about people, I always try to think critically of it. Mm-hmm. And from an objective point. Because I know that people can talk shit about me, take my worst traits and run with them.
Yeah.
So sometimes I even feel bad about the people that like I have dirt on. Mm-hmm. Because I've never actually met them, but I know these things about them and I feel bad about it. So I like to create my own perception of a person a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I can hear dirt, I can take it into consideration, but I deep down know that I don't know this person and I have the same dirt sometimes. Yeah. I'll be like, oh shit, I do the same thing, but I'm never gonna fucking tell anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So I wanna say that I'm mature for that. Mm-hmm. If these people at the party aren't mature enough to think that way, I would say that is the right way to think.
Like your way is the right way, which I do agree with. Yeah.
If they think the wrong way, well, that would make me better than them. And if they're better than me, or if I'm better than them, I don't care what they think of me. Plus, we're hot.
Zoolism.
I had to, you know.
Plus, we're hot. You always have to end it with the plus, we're hot.
Now, if we were off camera, I would start with the we're hot.
But
I can't sound cocky.
You have to put it at the very end.
Yeah.
No, I get that. And that's a mindset that I think I can take parts of that mindset, like, and put it into my mindset. And I would hope to, because I am trying, I'm currently on the arc of trying to end my anxiety.
Guys, anxiety tips in the chat.
Give me anxiety tips, because it's the main emotion I feel on a regular basis. Like, every day, it's probably the main emotion I feel. I do, me and Derek have plans to, like, get at this in a future.
We gonna fight this shit.
Like, we're gonna fight this together. Yeah.
If you fighting it, I'm fighting it.
Do you have anxiety, though?
No, but, like, if you fighting it, I'm fighting it, bro.
No, like we're both fighting.
If you die, I die, bro.
If I cancel my Netflix subscription, my boy is canceling his Netflix subscription.
Why, bro? I don't even have a Netflix subscription, though.
Do you not?
Torrent everything, baby.
Do you torrent? Dude, can you teach me how to torrent? Can you even say that?
Like, it is illegal, but, like, I don't wear a helmet when I bike.
But that's also, dude, I'm really confused because rappers will be like, or even movie stars, or some people will be like, oh, when I was 13, like, I was doing cocaine, I was selling meth. It's like, can you still get in trouble for that now that you're saying it as
a
30-year-old?
No way, bruh.
Yeah, like, you
Well, can you? You can't. Okay. If you said I sold cocaine when I was 13 and then you get caught selling cocaine, they will use that as proof that you were doing it when you were 13 as well. Like YNW Melly.
What brand new word that I just unlocked? I don't even know YNW Melly.
Wake up in the morning.
I got murder on my mind. I know who that is
now. AK-47. So he killed somebody, and they use that song in court to prove that he killed somebody.
Damn.
So if they get me torrenting, they're going to use this, bro.
So then just don't get caught. Don't get caught on your fire stick, bro.
Dude, but, like, this is literally the same as jaywalking, bro. If you're not torrenting, you are wasting money. Okay, what? Let the average fucking household, Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Adds up to, like, $120.
That's, like, fucking $60 worth of subscriptions.
Yeah.
When you can literally just torrent, guys. Please, you will save a lot of money and you get 4K. Netflix doesn't even give you 4K with the basic plan. You got to spend $20 a
month.
That's
actually, dude, I'm going to cancel my Netflix subscription because actually I'm going to cancel my Disney Plus. I don't fucking watch Disney Plus anymore. No. I'm going to wait till the Bear season 3 comes on Disney Plus. Then I'm going to rebuy it again. Besides that, Disney Plus.
You just can't, like, the way I torrent, I can't actually download anything because you got to do it safely.
Oh, well, don't download shit.
You got to do it safely.
Yeah.
Like, wear protection on your torrenting, bro.
Oh, no, don't even think for a second to hit it raw. Don't do it. Always wear protection when it comes to torrenting.
And other shit. But I gotta pee, bro.
You have to pee? Okay, let's pee.
I'm the one that calling the pee break.
Are you calling the pee break?
Derek Zhu called the pee break, guys.
I'm back from pee. What the fuck am I sitting on?
It's a new day.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
What song is that?
It's a new dime for me. And I'm feeling good. Michael Bublé is classic.
Oh, it's Michael Bublé.
You didn't know that was Michael Bublé?
I just know that song from an X Factor audition or America's Got Talent. Dude, I used to be so into America's Got Talent lore.
Dude, that might
be my Roman Empire.
America's Got Talent was really fucking good back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Howard Stern, funny ass guy. Dude, I do not care.
Dude, Howie Mandel was hella funny, too.
Dude, they had like the GOAT judges. Like, I'm talking like 7 years ago. You had the GOAT judge panel. You had actually really creative fucking auditions.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't kept up now, but I used to love the Magician Acts.
Oh, dude, who didn't love the Magician Acts?
You know Shin Lim?
Dude, Shin fucking Lim was so good, dude, bro.
Ooh. And he would just make hard appear.
That guy actually made Being Asian aesthetic.
Dude,
like, she fucking started hard. The chain, yeah. Bro.
Do you remember that guy that dressed up as a dragon?
Oh my God, Puff.
Puff the match,
and he ate a sandwich. Yeah. Remember he ate a sandwich during his first audition? That guy was really fucking funny.
I just love that shit.
What was her name? It was like Chloe Moretz or something.
Dude, she's an actress in the fourth, you know, the fourth wave or the fifth wave.
Oh, that movie kind of sucks, Chloe, bro. Moretz. No, I remember her name's Grace. Grace Vanderwaal. You remember Grace Vanderwaal?
I don't know my name. I don't play by the rules of the game.
So, I can't believe you remember the lyrics.
She's like, Gabagoo.
Grace is going to come back in a big way. She's going to come on Beer Sauce, and she's going to come back, y'all.
Is she relevant, though? I feel like she is.
I saw her live stream.
We know who she is.
Well, because, dude, that song, I'm going to actually check if it's on Spotify.
Dude, you know what song I don't understand?
What?
Like, it's funny, but I feel low-key that I'm missing, like,
something. What are you missing?
I'm 2 days in the college.
You don't like that song?
No, but, like, okay, wait. Okay, so you're missing something too.
I like
a brain cell, bro.
2 days into college, and
this boy named Colin.
Like, dude, you just got it.
I know, but you like it.
Yeah, it's a fucking fantastic song.
I don't
song.
Think people are liking it because it's fantastic.
It's a fucking great song, bro.
I think we're missing something.
No, that song is gas. My two favorite songs right now are I'm 2 days into college and Baguettes. Like, those are my two favorite songs.
No, I'm saying we're not getting the joke.
Oh, I don't.
We're not getting the joke, bro.
I'm the butt of the joke.
I think
right
there's
now.
A joke that I'm not getting because I think it's good.
No, it's a great.
I like the song.
The song is fantastic.
Yeah, but my point is, people don't like the song. People are joking about it. I don't see why it's funny though.
It's just a good song, dude. It's just she's talking about her. She's literally 2 days in college. Why?
Because they haven't been 2 days in the college missing assignments, bro. That's the Beer Sauce shit. Bro.
Yeah,
that's our shit.
That's our lifestyle. Yeah. They don't get it.
Sounds like she has social burnout, bro.
Dude, wait. So have you ever had social burnout before?
Dude, I just did.
Like literally well, like 2 seconds ago?
Oh, I want to ask you this because I love knowing how people perceive me. Mm-hmm, like, do you, let's say 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
I can imagine it. Like, I'm back.
How do you perceive how much alone time I have? Or like, how do you perceive our boundaries based on like how much we hang out? Or like, do I need alone time? Like, how do you perceive that? If you can't, that's cool too.
I can tell when you like are like, I'm trying to go home now.
Yeah. But like, generally, what do you think my boundaries are for like time to myself?
Well, I feel like, obviously, you know, we're going to hang out. Sometimes we'll hang out with our friends, yeah. But you need like a day or two to either just go on your PC, work on Beer Sauce. Oh, is it lighting all fucky again?
I mean, dude, as long as it's consistent the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. And like, so you need like a day or two each week to just kind of shut the fuck up.
I didn't.
As everyone does.
I feel like that's normal. Mm-hmm. I feel like I perceive myself as somebody that needed more alone time than average.
Yeah.
I don't think that's actually true. Mm-hmm. But then I went on the opposite end of the spectrum where I was like talking like 10 hours a day. Like ever since like when my girlfriend was here.
Yeah.
Like late February mm-hmm. to like literally a week ago.
Yeah.
Like I was talking so much. Like literally last week, I like actually realized I like burnt out.
Like, socially, you were just done.
I was so burnt out. Like, it felt... Man, it was sort of a new feeling, which is why I couldn't really... Which is why I couldn't... Like, not a new feeling, but an old feeling that came up. So, and I never really was self-aware enough to be like, this is burnout. Here's the steps I should take.
Oh, like... Sorry to interrupt you, but, like, you couldn't recognize... What social burnt out
was?
It's
like if the first time you come, you think you peed.
You just think you pee, but it's all white.
It's like, did I pee or did I come? You can't tell because you haven't come before.
Did I just pee yogurt? Like, what's going on?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I feel that. I feel that. You ever in yogurt.
You ever think you are ejaculating, but you pee?
Never had that.
Me neither.
Well.
No, because.
I don't know if you're telling the truth right now.
I'm telling the truth. I have it. Dude, you guys know I would tell the truth. I said some
actually,
weird
dude,
shit last
you,
episode.
Dude, everyone last week's episode, everyone was like, what the fuck are these guys
I
talking
tell the
about?
Truth.
Dude, we air ourselves out like unbelievably hard. It's crazy. I don't regret it, though. It's funny. It's funny vibes.
Now.
Yeah. But when you were your kid.
I don't regret it now, but like, what if like I'm an A-list celebrity one day? And I'm walking on Rodeo Drive with my mom, and somebody pulled the clip up of me saying that, like, I had sex with her in my dream, bro.
Yeah, and then your mom's gonna be like,
"Me too, son."
No, why'd you do that, now, mate? Why did you do that, mate? Let's go back. We're going the other way.
Dude, I would literally wake up. We'd go to we would hang out where we do work for 4 hours, and then after we film. I always needed a nap.
Oh yeah, dude, filming is it's tiring.
I don't know why I formed this narrative in my head that like naps were bad.
It's because I flamed you all the time. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, dude, this shit's normal, bro.
Okay, well, the amount of naps you were doing was not normal. You would fold laundry and nap because you were tired from folding laundry. That wasn't normal.
Guys, because.
But you were also fighting demons.
My demons was not eating breakfast, bro.
Yeah. you were fighting demons at that time. Had been zero protein in your body.
That changes a lot, by the way. Mm-hmm. I talk about it a lot. But then, I just stopped taking naps.
Yeah.
And then I would sleep, 7 hours a night. And I would film Beer Sauce. And then, I would just be back-to-back-to-back social interaction. So we would hang out, 4 hours. Mm-hmm. It'd be a big thing.
Yeah.
And I would call my girlfriend instantly. As soon as I dropped you off.
Yeah.
And then I would talk to her for 4 hours. And then I would talk to my mom. And that's 8-9 hours of social interaction for a week straight. I didn't even get alone time. And then all of a sudden, your boy's irritated, bro.
Just irritated at random shit?
Yeah. All of a sudden, Nico texts me yo, what's up? And I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this kid.
I want to fucking kill him.
I will beat your ass if you text me again. That's how I can, I have a good understanding of when I'm irritated. I can measure my irritation based on three things.
Yeah.
One, if I get a text when I'm busy, how mad am I? Like if I'm normal, if I'm chilling, I'll just be like, oh, it's just a text. It's just an SMS somehow sent from my satellite. Mm-hmm. Not that deep. When I'm irritated, I'm like, get the fuck, stop texting me.
Can I ask you a question though? Doesn't matter on the text, because if I send you a TikTok, I feel like it's not that deep. But if I send you a hey, hello, good evening, Derek, could we please have a meeting at 2 p.m. tomorrow to discuss Patreon? Yeah. Is that a different story?
It's a different story. But if I'm super irritated, same story. If I'm irritated, literally the sound of the text spirals me into this fucking groggy, irritated state.
Oh my god.
I know. And then that I realized this was burnout.
Yeah.
Because I was literally getting 10 hours of social interaction a day. I would talk to my girlfriend 5 hours a day. I would talk to you 6 hours a day. And then we'd go to the office and we would troll our asses out.
And then we would go watch a movie.
And then we'd go watch a movie. And then we'd go get dinner.
It's it's a very big day of social interaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, I would literally get so mad at the texts. Mm-hmm. It's the sound.
Do you want to turn the ringer off on your phone?
No.
No?
But it's, how am I supposed to know if I'm irritated if I don't get text, bro?
It's such a good measurement.
It's actually a fire measurement, bro.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's I finally got alone time. Why are you intruding? Even though that's not your fault.
Yeah. Well, you know what I recommend doing is every 5 years, every 5 years, I switch my ringtone.
Ooh.
So it used to be, who's texting me?
Dude, this guy had a Family Guy ringtone.
Peter Griffin.
Peter.
Who's texting me? That's what I originally get.
That was your
now
thing.
I switched it to the ding,
And then when I'm 23, I'm going to switch it to like beep boop, beep boop. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
you want to switch your ringtone?
What,
or you
what
think
does
that
do for you though?
Oh, I just like become sensitized to it again.
Oh.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, it's more of like an intrusion of my alone time.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I totally, I feel like no matter what you change your ringtone to, it's still going to be an intrusion, right?
Second step in how I'm irritated or if I need alone time. Because sometimes I can't grasp it because it's like, oh, like I want to talk to these people. I want to hang out. I want to make the most of my life. And I feel guilty taking alone time.
Yeah.
But then I can't fully enjoy my time out because I'll just be like,
I'm tired. Yeah.
But, so second, if I park my car, how long do I watch TikTok in my like seat before I like go back inside? Like I pulled like a 30-minute the other day.
Oh my God. Yeah. In your car? Just go inside and go on your bed and watch, bro.
I know. Like, literally. Like, yeah.
But you were burnt out. You couldn't do it.
I just, like, I got home and I was like. And I just watched TikTok for 30 minutes in my car.
Yeah.
Third, how frustrated I am at my mom when I speak Mandarin. Because I have this thing. And this actually applies to, like, all my relationships somewhat. Because I feel like a triggering thing from childhood just applies to all your relationships.
Yeah, always.
Duh. But one thing that triggers me is when I have a heart, when I can't communicate something to her and she can't understand me. It's hard because there's a language barrier. Mm-hmm. So it happens a lot more with my mom.
Yeah.
And then it'll happen in my like relationships now too. Like if I try to tell you something and you don't understand, like I guess I would just be frustrated because that's like a trigger from
like you
childhood.
Want to slap the bitch out of me.
Well, if I do that, no, I'm irritated.
Then I know what's up.
I'm irritated. Yeah. But if like I can't communicate something with my mom, and even though I like, even if it's the smallest thing and I only tried once, if I'm irritated by that, I'm like, oh shit, like, I gotta get my shit under control.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like the three things, but I was really burnt out. Like it felt like my brain was in a microwave.
Jesus Christ. But did you take a, I don't even remember you taking that big of a break from social interacting though.
Oh, I can rebound fast. Like I took like, I didn't go outside for like 2 days.
Oh shit.
That's a lot for me.
No, yeah, dude, 2 days of doing nothing, I'm like, holy shit, like, I'm like, what the fuck is
like
going on?
Like, 8 hours into my, like, social, like, interaction detox, I got bored.
Yeah, like, you wanted to go back out again, right?
Yeah.
No, okay, well, I get that. Sometimes that does happen where I'm, like, really exhausted from hanging out with people, and I need to take a little bit of a breather, right? Because we have a bit of a busier, or I've had at least a little bit of a busy week. Prior to today, I worked 3 days in a row. Mm. Then I recorded Beer Sauce today. Then tomorrow, we're recording some stuff and going to the bank. Shout out. And then the next day is DG's birthday party. And then get 1 day of breathing room on Thursday. And then I work again Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that is burnout territory.
Yeah. And I'm like on thin ice with social burnout.
Socializing a lot for me. I wish, I mean, obviously I'm a human, but it actually just starts, like, I lose gas. I run out of gas.
No, yeah, and you, dude, you need to go to Chevron and fucking fuel up,
my
bro.
Chevron is, like, staying in bed, How I Met Your Mother, and, like,
Jerking off. I'm gonna cut that whole shit out.
Well.
My apologies. I'm gonna cut that out. I'm gonna cut fucking that out.
I was like.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, and I just, like, do nothing. And to me, I was in sort of a toxic phase where I was like, doing nothing is bad.
Yeah.
Doing nothing is essential.
Sometimes you need to do nothing to recharge. So when you're doing something, you can put 110% into it.
Do you notice when I'm irritated?
Do I? I've sometimes noticed when you've been irritated.
Oh, shit.
But it's like, I don't take it personally.
Wait, when? Do you have an example or do you just like?
No, I literally have like an example. I don't know if you want me to say it or not.
It's.
Well, I remember one time, like.
A long
time
ago?
Like, it's when we were recording Beer Sauce.
Okay, I remember that.
You remember that one time. I'm not even going to say it because you know what I'm talking about. Like, that is, like, kind of the bar that I set. Is like, holy shit, that guy was irritated.
But recently,
today.
Recently?
I don't even know. Because
I feel like if I'm irritated, but I hang out with people that I love and stuff, it makes me less irritated.
Yeah.
And it does, but some shit breaks through.
I'm trying to think. I feel like if I thought hard enough, I could. But it's also, I think I have an understanding where it's like, even if you are irritated, I know you're not irritated. Like, if you are irritated at something I'm doing, I know it's like not that deep. It's like, my pee was too loud. So, bro, well,
that's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think I've noticed, like, I've been like, holy shit, like, I was really, like, can you forecall?
I mean, I was pretty burnt out when we filmed Amy's episode It's not releasing because the mic fucked up, but
oh yeah,
I was pretty burnt out that day, so I have to imagine I was probably irritated.
I remember you were jokingly irritated. We posted it on the story, but I couldn't notice that.
No,
you were
no,
irritated.
That one was fake.
Yeah. I did not notice you were irritated that time.
I was definitely burnt out and like grog.
I know you were tired. We were all tired. I know. Yeah. I knew you were tired, but I didn't think you were like hella irritated.
Yeah.
But I feel like you also have like I feel like when you're irritated or socially burnt out, you'll just have stress go down that just makes you spiral even harder. Like I remember this guy's cat escaped, bro. Mango escaped.
Well, dude, that definitely was like. You can only take so much brain stimulation or like stress.
Yeah.
And I say stress because beer sauce isn't stressful, but it stresses your brain.
It's well, it's like
it's a stressor.
It's not stressful, but it takes effort.
Working out stresses your muscles. It's not bad.
It's the same way with beer sauce.
But you got to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess what really, really was like a tip of the strong camel's back.
The straw on the camel's back. What broke the camel's back?
My cat escaped, y'all. Mango went on a bender without me.
Jesus, she didn't invite you?
No.
And you didn't invite me?
Well, like, I was late, bro.
I don't want to...
I didn't have open invite.
It's okay. I'm not mad.
Guys.
I'm just disappointed.
You guys know how much I love my cat. The whole reason I want kids... It's because hypothetically, this isn't even crazy. It's cute. Hypothetically, I love my cat this much, like so much. Like love her. I have love for her. If I love her this much and she's just a cat, hypothetically, I'm going to love my kid so much. I'm going to be the best dad.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Which is literally why I want kids.
Yeah.
She is one of the best things in my life. I love her. And... Bruh, she escaped.
Yeah, what went through your fucking head when that happened? Because I didn't know about any of this until afterwards.
Well, yeah, because...
And she died, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
like, now I have a new cat. I moved on fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's fucking good. She's good.
Everything's safe. Everything's okay. Safe.
But, like, the thing is, before she escaped...
Yeah?
I also went to the lock-in store.
What did we do before that? Oh, I
was at the lock-in store.
Yeah, you were at the lock-in store.
No, it was... We were playing volleyball with my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
We come back to my house. I introduced her to the best game ever.
Minecraft. How has she not fucking played Minecraft? She's like,
they don't have that in China, bro.
Damn, what do they have in China?
Dude, fucking math. Chinkcraft. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it, bro.
Yeah. And she's never played, so I... Well, she knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I let her play on my computer. We want to go out to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Is it weird to pregame in front of a 13-year-old?
We didn't do that, bro.
No, we didn't do that.
We did not do that.
No, I don't let my cousin get absolutely fucked up.
Yeah, okay, well, don't even...
That's not weird.
That's not... No, dude, I literally drank a Coca-Cola in front of her. It was not an Okanagan,
dude. Okay. That was not an Olay.
It was not an Olay.
We don't drink any other beverage.
No, Olay is the only one that we drink.
And she was like... I mean, this is a very 13-year-old thing, but she didn't want to go out to eat because she wanted to play Minecraft. I would do the same thing as that age.
Who wouldn't? Are you especially actually a 13-year-old?
Yeah, especially since she doesn't really speak English that well. Like, she couldn't really connect with us.
Yeah.
So I was like, you can stay. Just when you leave, you don't have to lock the door because she doesn't have keys. But we live in a good neighborhood. Nobody's going to fucking rob you.
Yeah.
I was just like, just leave when you want.
Mm-hmm.
I get home. I'm going to run you through my head. At this point. She wasn't in Mango wasn't in my house anymore. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I get home, she doesn't greet me. Normal.
You don't think twice about it.
Yeah, I don't think twice about it. I go downstairs and guess what? I call my girlfriend. Wanna play Minecraft? We're making our dream house. Okay.
Oh my god,
we're making
so
our dream house
with
like our orange wood, window panes and shit.
Window panes?
I'm like, I'll go get some sand to make some windows.
Oh my god.
My mom comes home. She works late today. And she goes, my mom has a Chinese name for her. So mm-hmm.
What is it?
Xiaomang.
That's so cute, so, dude.
That's like the start of my name. And then Mong is Mango.
Xiaomang.
Like, yeah. And when she says that, Mango's trained to come downstairs. And Mango doesn't come. And at that moment, I heard, because I can hear Mango's footsteps, because I don't think you could just hear footsteps.
Yeah.
But also, like, Mango, like, she will run and start meowing when my mom comes home, when she calls for her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. I instantly know something's wrong. I instantly know something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I get up and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go find my cat. Look everywhere.
At this point, are you still logged into Minecraft?
Oh yeah, the Minecraft is open.
Yeah.
And I'm like I have hella loot in the mine.
But dude, what
so
if a
I'm
creeper
like,
blows you up?
No, that's the thing. I got hella fire loot in the mine.
Oh my God.
So like my girlfriend's protecting me because yeah. I'm AFK, bro.
Yeah.
And we search for probably 10 minutes. We call my cousin. Mm-hmm. My cousin's like, I don't know. Well, the thing is, I call her and I'm like, did you let Mango out? She's like, no. And but my mom takes the phone and my mom has 40 years of experience on me. So she's like, just be honest.
Yeah.
Because Mango's not an outdoor cat, but
I mean,
she
Mango is
wants
extremely
to go
small. Mango is like the size of like, she's two of these microphones. Like
dude,
she's quite small.
And she loves going outside. She sneaks outside every single time. Like every time I open the door, she sneaks outside. Yeah. But I know how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I knew I didn't let her out because I have come home off like 20 shots of vodka and still not let her out.
And white lightning.
Yeah. And like shit-faced puke on like in my mouth.
Cigarette in his eye.
Yeah. And I still bring her back.
Well, because you're like a father. Like,
I'm a father. It's the father instinct.
Yeah.
So as soon as I clicked that she didn't come down and my cousin was here, I was like, this is bad. This is really fucking bad.
Yeah.
I didn't think she got out though. Because that's like doomsday thinking. I'm thinking maybe she's in the garage. Maybe.
But how would she even get in the garage though?
She could have opened the garage. I don't know. Because she likes to go in the garage too.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes, we can't find her. And I'm like, holy shit. But the thing is, that's the thing. If we try to get her attention, she will come down to us.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe she found a niche spot to sleep. Because I don't want to think my fucking cat ran
outside. That's like worst case scenario. You don't want to think that, but...
I know.
It's fucking what happened.
But my mom has better instincts than me, I feel like.
Yeah, well, she has 40 years up on you, bro.
Like, I have good instincts with my cat, but she's on the phone with my cousin, and she's like, I'm not going to be mad.
Oh, I'm not going to be mad as so gas.
But you have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So my cousin, who's 13 and stupid because she's 13, and I don't blame her, but she went from, I'm confident that Mango didn't sneak out to, she could have snuck out, it was dark, and I was on my phone. Because I'd rather her be honest than say, I'm not sure, than I'm 100% sure. Because if she's 100% sure, I'm looking in the house.
Yeah.
But after 10 minutes, dude, she's not in the fucking house. I can tell where my cat is.
Mm-hmm.
She's not fucking there. So my mom and I are like...
Are you like freaking the fuck out of this? But did you cry?
No.
Shit.
I don't have time to freak out. If you are like, holy fuck, I'm in the hospital. I just got stabbed.
I cannot freak out.
I don't have time to freak out.
You have to give me the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
No, but even if he's driving me to the hospital, he's still playing music, bro.
Oh, well,
I'll be bleeding out. Dude, this guy will still play music, dude.
Well, because I will get there faster if music is playing.
Yeah.
Like, it actually isn't, like, I'm going to shuffle my shit. I'm not going to choose a song.
Okay.
But it does take long if I'm going to be driving hella slow. There's no music.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I didn't freak out and I wasn't consciously like making myself not freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I subconsciously locked in.
Yeah.
Because this is my daughter.
You went to the lock-in store, bro.
I went to the lock-in store. I just didn't freak out.
That's fucking crazy. Dude, you're like, you're apparently people with ADHD are really good at like, have really good like fight or flight. Like they always are like in the fight. And then when the situation's over, they can relax.
Yeah, like my mom were like, okay, let's go. We brought treats. We were like, in my head, we were filming the next day. I was like, dude, this could take all night. I wasn't gonna go to bed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know you would. I know you would search with me the whole night.
If this guy fucking called me, I would Uber over to his house and fucking look.
I would have done it like if I couldn't find her for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I know you would. I literally know you would.
I would have fucking clutched
up. And the thing is, I was ready to just search all night and all day tomorrow for my cat. I would have done it.
Yeah. That's your daughter,
that's
bro.
That's my daughter.
That's your daughter. You're going to look for your fucking daughter.
Well, we walk outside. I am getting nervous now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
But I'm physically nervous, but in my mind, I'm clear.
Like, I think, dude, there's something like the adrenaline that snaps through your body of like, my daughter is missing.
Dude.
Like, guys, watch Searching.
If you
watch
have
the
never
movie
lost
Searching.
Your daughter, you don't know what's
You
up.
Don't know what it's like to lose your fucking daughter,
But then
bro.
We walk 20 seconds. There she was.
Thank God.
Dude, literally a 20-second walk. She was still in the complex.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fucking shit. That's when I started freaking out because I saw her.
Because you're allowing yourself to
freak
out. And
then she walks herself home. There's a funny video. We might even post on the story. BERSOSPODCST on Instagram.
Check it out. Nice plug.
I open the door. She walks herself in. We my mom and I get in the house and we just start crying. And I've never cried in front of my mom.
Did you guys hug?
No, that's too much.
Yeah,
bro.
That's I would have told you that's a little bit too much.
My mom and I aren't close.
Yeah.
Like even crying in front of her was like,
oh, dude, whoa. You would never catch me crying in front of my mom, bro.
Dude, I just had to. Like I cried so hard.
Oh my god, dude, you should have taken a video and sent it to me.
Dude, I have videos of me crying in grade 11.
Can we post them on the
You know why?
Why?
I wanted attention.
Yeah.
I really wanted attention. If you post yourself crying, you want attention. I've been there, so I know, and I'm airing you out. What other reason?
Don't snap back, y'all.
Or I'll see people cry on TikTok.
They'll just post a video of them crying?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think?
Are you okay? Is everything going on? Is everything all right?
Yeah, like I would literally take videos of me crying all the time.
Okay, well, let's. Which specific Instagram and TikTok should we post them on, brother?
I don't know if I want to. Well, do you remember the Blueface one?
Blueface one?
There was a video.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you were crying to. Why were you crying to Blueface, bro? Can we please post that?
Patreon?
Okay, we'll post it on the Patreon. Today, we'll post it on the Patreon.
Mango's back.
Everything's safe.
Mango's safe. That was a fucked up moment for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that definitely did not help with your social burnout.
Dude, I thought she was gone. No lie.
I thought she died.
Well, dude, she was outside for 2 hours. And she didn't go anywhere. She just sat there.
Where can people find their awesome crying videos, bro?
Guys, honestly, fuck it, we'll post them. Because I'm at 7, bro.
Dude, no one's going to cook you. You're 7 years old,
and
bro.
And you can find them on BERSOSPODCST, Beer Sauce Podcast on Instagram. We post a lot of behind-the-scenes shit.
Yes, sir. But now what's about to happen?
Patreon lovers.
Mm-hmm.
This was a bad segue. We'll get better.
Guys, it's a new thing. We're going to get better at it.
My girlfriend and I do
is
we do hypothetical scenarios. And the thing is, if you follow Therapy Jeff on TikTok, shout out.
Jeff. What up?
He says that one of the best things to do in a new relationship is define what's cheating and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to define what's cheating because there's a lot of alpha male podcasts that say some things are cheating that I don't agree with.
And I think they're being fucking ridiculous.
And we're going to fucking spread some good word. Yes, but sir. For this advice, you need to pay $5 in a line.
Well, is this one going to be free? I don't know.
Nope.
It's not going to.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry about that. But.
Well. Nah, you got a free cooking video.
Okay.
Beer Sauce Podcast on Patreon and IRL content is on there for
yes,
free.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to cut that out right now. We're going to cut to that right now, but your weekly episode of Beer Sauce is ending. Fucking, I have no idea.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for going to the Patreon right now. I see you doing it.
I literally see you. But I see them not doing it.
Oh, you're not doing it?
I'm looking through the timeline of them not doing it, bro.
It's okay.
It's not that
deep. And you know what? When I was 13, I didn't have $5.
I did not have $5.
But go take your mommy's credit card.
Guys, instead of spending it on a clash, spend it on us.
Mm.
Beer sauce.